Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for Second Date Update. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, we're going to hear about a date you had with someone, how you met her. Then we're going to call her up because she's obviously blowing you off, right? So what's the story? Welcome to our show.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you guys, you know, just let me come chat. So I guess I'll tell you how it started. We met, you know, like every other person, like we met on Bumble. And I'm in the Marines. And I'm stationed in Camp Pendleton. I've been there a little bit. And we've been FaceTiming, you know, we've been chatting. So we went out, you know, the first day, and it was amazing. I think it was amazing. It was a really great time. We connected. We met for breakfast, which, you know, that's my favorite meal. And we just talked, and it was just finally, you know, when you've been chatting with someone for a bit, you know, like text and everything, you finally get to see them face-to-face, and it really clicked.
Okay, so you went on a date with her, it really clicked. So why are you here with us now? Because obviously there's a disconnect somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, we finished the date, we had a little kiss, we said goodbye, and then I texted and I haven't gotten a response back in, a week plus. And, I mean, we had several phone calls, we had a couple FaceTimes, and we were texting every day, and then we had our date, and then nothing.
What made you guys pick a breakfast date?
I think we just, it was something, kind of simple, easy, and also, kind of low-key in the sense of, instead of, like, meeting up for, like, dinner and drinks, we're just like, oh, we'll just meet for breakfast. And I just love breakfast. I'm a big pancake guy.
I had pancakes Saturday. Now, there's also a great line. Hey, you want to go out? You decide to go out. And you say, you want to go to breakfast? Should I call you or should I nudge you?
I have not heard that
before. Oh, man. Okay.
Wow.
By the way, thank you for your service, dude. Thank you for your service. I used to cash checks at the check cashing place in Oceanside there. A lot of Marines from Camp Pendleton used to come in all the time. And what is her name?
Chloe.
All right, so we're going to find out why Chloe's blowing off. Any other questions you said? Looks like you're about to say something. Yes, who's that? What?
Well, I mean, how was the rest of the day? Because that's an early date. And then do you hang out the entire day? Do you just go home? Do you text that day?
We hung out for a little bit. Okay. And then eventually, I took her home. And I got a hug and a nice little kiss. And it ended sweet. It wasn't like it was weird or awkward or anything. It ended sweet. And then, like I said, no text back. And it was just... Okay. I feel like I'm left behind,
Well, I got to tell you, big props to you, because usually after a pancake breakfast for me, I got to take a nap.
yes.
You know what I mean? So,
right. I feel that.
I need to go do stuff after that. Well, let's call Chloe.
I can handle my pancake.
That's what I'm saying. You're a bigger man than I am. All right, so let's call Chloe and find out what happened. All right, was this date just this Saturday?
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. We'll get her on the phone. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of Second Date Update. You got Matt and Chloe. They met on Bumble. Matt is a Marine stationed in Camp Pendleton, which is north of Oceanside. If you've ever been to San Diego and you drive back and forth to Los Angeles, you see it on the left-hand side or on the ocean part of the thing. You see the helicopters flying by, and they have an incredible military base. And I used to cash checks there when I was in college, right there at the check cashing place. My mom used to cash checks there, too. She got robbed.
That's scary.
Yeah, she got robbed right there.
From Mama?
Oh, no. I think it was Matt that did it. Just kidding, Matt. Kidding. And we thank you for your service, Matt. So we're going to call Chloe. They went to a breakfast date. He had pancakes. They hung out for a little bit. He got a hug and a little kiss goodbye. That was it. And it was a few days ago. So what could have gone wrong? Are you ready, Matt? You ready to hear the brutal honesty?
I think so. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the way this works, you stay quiet while we get her on the phone.
Okay.
Chloe?
Hi. Oh, so loud.
I need to go back on my meds because of you. Hello?
Hi, is Chloe available?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Chloe. This is the John Jay Rich Show calling. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Is it okay we put you on the radio for a second? I know it's like super early, but it'd be quick.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, not in partnership with Bumble. We wanted to follow up with a date you went on with somebody.
Okay, yeah.
We know you connected with a guy named Matt, and you went out to a breakfast date. And according to our paperwork, it looked like it was a fun date. And we wanted to know what is up with your thoughts on Matt. And because we talked to him, we got his point of view, and he thought things were going great. And now there's been no connection between you two, no contact, really. Wanted to get your whole vibe, Chloe.
Well, yeah. I mean, Matt seemed like an all-around great guy. We had a good time. The conversation is really sweet. You know, he's in the Marines, so he's doing great, great work for us. It's just, you know, he kind of moved really fast for me.
Why do you say that?
Well, like, he didn't make me feel uncomfortable or anything like that, but his questions, like, he just was talking about the future so much. Marriage, kids, he kept bringing it up.
Like kegs of beer?
Kegs, yeah, kegs.
Like kegs?
Kids.
Oh, kids. Jeez, kids.
I was like, where do you get kegs from?
No, that would be great, but no, kids.
Oh. Well, maybe he's trying to make sure it's a thing so he doesn't waste time.
Well, I mean, I get that, but, I, you know, we're young. I'm only 23. I mean, I like to talk to you and get to know you before, you know, we're talking about all those things, marriage, kids. I don't even know if I want that stuff right now.
Okay, so do me a favor. Talk to me like he was talking to you. What did he say to you? Use it in a sentence. Repeat to me what he said.
It was casual, but he's like, you know, when are you looking to have kids and settle down and get married?
Yeah, that would be just weird.
Like we're talking, you know, learning about each other, and then he just, bam.
I mean,
like, hey, what do you guys doing? Oh, do you want to get married and have kids? I'm like, what?
Pretty soon to have that conversation.
I think all those questions would come off as weird.
What's happening?
Matt. Hey, it's Matt.
Oh, you're on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't get you to respond back. Couldn't figure out why you wouldn't respond back. So I got on the radio with John Jay and Rich, and they called you.
Okay, I'm so confused. So you called a radio to see if
I didn't know what to do. I thought we had a kind of a relationship going, and like I said, I'm in California majority of this time, and you've been talking the entire time, and I don't know, I just guess we're on the same point. I was looking to start my life in a family soon. I didn't realize you were, you know, so far against that.
I'm not against it. I mean, you're a really sweet guy. It was just a little much for the first date. You know where I'm coming from? Can you wait till,
I guess
you're not even in California all the time. Like, that's a serious question. You're not even here.
I know. I really thought we had it. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, it clicked. To me, it clicked, like instantly with you. You know, and I don't know what to say.
Chloe, you didn't feel like just telling him to kind of slow it down? I mean, if you really liked him, I don't think this is, like, that big of a reason to be, like, done.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a deal breaker, so to speak. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be scared too, because I'd feel like he'd want to rush everything. But, you know, that's something that you just communicate.
Was there chemistry, like, in spite of that line of questioning? Did you feel connected?
Yeah. I think we had a great time.
It sounds like she's just trying to be nice. You know what I mean? It's like, obviously she wasn't feeling it. Otherwise, those questions would probably make you excited. Like, if she felt that same instant connection that you did, she'd probably like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. We're talking about the future, but like, how cool, because I could see a future with him. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're not totally feeling it and those questions come up, it's the thing that tells you maybe you really weren't feeling it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the kind of person that thinks about those things right off the bat. So, because I don't even know if I, it's not even just that it's Matt. I'm just don't want those things right now.
So you're not on the same page. Well, is that something that you want right now, Matt? Or can you take your time?
I'm ready to start a family.
Bro, you don't bring that up ever, ever, even after you've been dating for years.
I think some, you know what? I feel like some women would really appreciate that because you're not playing games. You want to start your life.
Yeah,
you got to find someone who's on the same page.
I don't even talk about that with my wife right now.
Andre,
we have three kids.
You're terrible.
You're terrible. I also just really liked her. Like when you like, you know, I feel like I said, we clicked and I just felt that connection was so strong. I just, like, this could be the person, you know, that could be with for forever. And I just, you know,
she's not where you are, and that's fine.
Yeah, I guess we're not on the same page. It's just,
I mean,
bummer.
You still had pancakes; those were good, right?
Yeah, no, I mean the food was great.
Okay,
it was all great. Everything was great. I don't have any complaints. I mean, yeah, there's worse dates I've been on. So I mean, if he's willing to just, let's just focus on getting to know each other a little bit before we make those big plans.
All right, so you want to see him again, yes or no, so we can set up a second date or drop it?
I would be willing if Matt understands, like, I want to focus on getting to know each other.
That's fine. I mean, you know, you didn't text me back. You could have maybe texted me and been like, hey, you know, I like you, but you're also, you know, trying to sprint. I would have, you know. But yeah, no, I absolutely have no problems. I won't mention any of those words. I just want to see you again. You know, we can say whatever and just not. Slow is fine. Slow is snail speed is fine. I like you a lot.
Well, you went through all this effort, so I guess, you know, a second date is not going to kill anybody.
Okay. So yes, on a second date.
Yes.
Okay.
All okay. Right. All right, good. Matt. That's great.
Good. All right, second day, we'll pay for it. Denny's breakfast.
All right. No, let's go for dinner this time. Dinner this time.
Denny's, we'll pay for it. Okay,
don't worry.
Right. Well, hold on the line. Hopefully you got a birthday coming up. We'll plan on your birthday because it's free on one of your birthdays. No, just kidding. We got it. Hold on. That's second date update, John Jane Rich.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.